Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are discussing Suppress That Stuff. In this episode, we're going to discuss suppression of outward emotional displays. Now, I want to start this by saying, I think it's amazing that young people are so expressive and that young people are in touch with their emotions and that they really have a great ability to discuss those things with other people and everybody kind of knows where you stand and how you feel. But today we're going to discuss suppressing some of those emotions and feelings because, unfortunately, there are times when it is absolutely necessary. Paul has been wanting to discuss this topic for quite a while. And so I'm going to let him take the lead and I'll plug in when I can.
So I got to give credit where credit's due. The first time this topic for the Idulting podcast came up, I heard it from Jocko Willink and the guys at Echelon Front. It was during one of Jocko's podcasts and he was talking to Leif and he mentioned that sometimes you just need to, and I'll put it in quotes, suppress that shit when he was talking about feelings. Now, admittedly, Jocko and Echelon Front and that leadership training cadre is pretty hardcore and they all have military experience. So what struck me in it is the usability of it for young people to use a suppression technique. Sometimes you just need to suppress that stuff. It's just not appropriate for the place you are. And it can even be a safety hazard when you think about it. What I want to talk about is I want to help you guys understand why there are times where you might have to suppress your feelings and not have that emotional outburst. And maybe showing your feelings isn't the best right at that moment. Outward expression isn't about denying feeling, but it's about choosing an appropriate time and place to process and express them. Outward displays can be counterproductive. Like if you're at work and your significant other texts you something that's upsetting, that's not the fault of the person that comes to your register or your gas pump or your desk, yet you're still going to have to feel it. And that's one of those times you might just want to put it on hold.
You may not get a great text from someone or you may be upset about something, but you're at work. So put it on hold, go home, deal with it then.
And it's important that you're able to recognize when is it time to inhibit that emotion, to suppress that stuff. And there are some clues. You got to read the room, see where you are. Are you at work? Are you in a safe place to feel it? Like if you're going to get distracted by your emotions and you're on the subway, that's dangerous. You can't do it there. So how do we hold? There's definitely some techniques that work, like brief physical grounding. It's a technique where you press your feet firmly on the ground, clench and release your fist, and take slow deep breaths to create a momentary pause before reacting. Mental refocusing. Encourage shifting attention internally to a neutral thought or the task at hand. Well, a quote from Chicago PD comes to mind. When something terrible happened, they were all repeating, feel it later. And they were recentering themselves. They were mentally refocusing themselves. A mini self-talk is another way to do it. It's a brief, calming internal statement like, okay, not now. I can and will deal with this later.
Remember, he said internal, which means those thoughts and those phrases are inside your head, not outside your mouth.
It's important to recognize inhibiting outward expressions is a temporary measure. We're not asking you to push it down and compartmentalize and never feel it. Although that is kind of how I grew up. I lived in an environment where it wasn't okay to feel. You just put it away and hoped it never bubbled back out. And thankfully for you guys, you're not living in that time. So you have these things called feelings that you got to wrestle with and figure out when it is, when's it okay to feel it. It's critical to process it when you feel it, but you need to be in a safe place. You might have to do it at a later time and in a healthy way. Talking to someone, journaling, using some sort of regulatory techniques, it prevents the emotion from being completely suppressed. We're not saying don't feel the feeling. We're saying
maybe not right now.
Exactly. Like maybe this isn't the best time. Another way that you can do it is practice role playing. You can create scenarios, and some progressive workplaces do it and some friend groups do it, where they practice pushing each other's buttons to get a rise out of each other. The police and fire academy, that's one of the biggest parts of the game, is getting you to get control of those buttons.
So if you need to practice this because you seem to be flying off the handle at your job or exploding at school or yelling at the wrong people, then truly try role-playing. Put yourself in a situation, make a pretend scenario where you would be really upset by something and try and work through it. The more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Focus yourself on controlled communication. One of the worst things that can happen is you're having a bad day. You say something dumb or hurtful to someone who's not even involved in it. So you want to communicate assertively and calmly, even when you're feeling those strong emotions. Don't let them win. Your mind controls it. The emotion is part of you, and you're in charge of you. So choose your words carefully. Focus on the facts rather than the emotional intensity of what you're having. Some considerations to think about are distinguish from suppression. We're not saying suppress forever. What we're saying is you might have to suppress it for a while till you're in a safe place or not in a place where you're going to get yourself in trouble for feeling them. I often go in the garage and punch the crap out of my punching bag just because it always seems like a better option than punching the crap out of somebody I love.
That is definitely a better option.
Just saying. It's critical to balance the ability to inhibit outward expression with the ability to express emotions authentically in safe and appropriate context.
And it's important to recognize that some people are going to have a really hard time doing this. Others can just do it and it's easy for them. Everybody's past and everyone's experiences produce different emotions and different reactions. So to get this and to really be good at it, some people are going to have to practice much harder than others.
We come from the got an issue, here's your tissue generation. Both Kathy and I can tell you that our parents, although they loved us very much, mental health wasn't a thing that was discussed as openly and as freely as what you guys experience today. So we learned different ways to do it, and we are examples of suppressing too much. We're learning from you guys with this. But we also, because of that, can pick out really quickly when somebody's acting out somewhere and it's not safe, it's not good.
It's not appropriate.
What can you do to manage your feelings healthily? All your emotions are valid. Your experiences, and some of them have strong emotions, your feelings like anger, sadness, and anxiety, they're natural responses to life events. But remember that it's your body's reaction. The emotion itself is just a few second firing of nerves. It's your focus on it and what you do with that focus that determines what course this is about to take in your day.
We're not saying that we want you to ever eliminate any of your feelings or emotions. We just want you to learn how to respond to them effectively.
So you have to be able to identify your emotions. And emotions can be identified primarily by their physical feeling in the body. So you want to be able to recognize and name your emotions as they arise. Some people use things like emotion wheels or journaling to start parsing out what it is. Think about anger, for example. There's so many different scales of anger. You could be mildly aggravated. You could be really pissed off. You could feel outright rage. There's different degrees of each emotion. And it's important for you guys to process what level is that within yourself in, again, no safe environment. And it's important to understand your triggers. Again, that's newer terminology than Kathy and I are used to, triggers. In the world I exist in now, a lot of people say the word trigger. Oh, this triggered me. That triggered me. Walking the dog triggered me. The sun's out today. It triggered me. I do hear the word a lot, But you want to identify your triggers, your people, your thoughts. Being a 9/11 rescue guy, and I'll just leave it at that, I had some pretty healthy triggers that would send me back into some flashbacks and give me nightmares for a week at a time when I first got back. I didn't, until I started to get into the mental health thing, understand what even was going on. And I was frankly too stupid to go get the help I needed. So a lot of it just ran its course. But if I had understood what you guys understand today, I would have been able to process it a lot healthier.
So remember, if you see someone, you're in a situation that's uncomfortable, anything that a thought that comes into your mind that's going to be a trigger, you need to realize that that's coming, see that it's coming, and start to respond with some of the techniques of calming yourself down, realize the space you're in, and learning how to deal with it without exploding.
So how do you regulate some of these emotions? First, you want to stay present and observe the emotion without judgment. Then you want to think about it. Challenge the negative or unhelpful thought pattern and reframe the situation more realistically. Somebody famous once said, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. Think about that reframe if you could do it in every day. When emotions stem from a problem, you want to start identifying the problem and working towards solutions. Solutions help you get through this a lot faster than just focusing on the problem. Short term, you can shift your focus to help manage overwhelming emotions, but that's not so good long term, because that just distracting yourself from it puts it off to the side. And that is the we'll feel it later. That is the suppress that stuff. So distraction works temporarily, but that's not a healthy long-term strategy for it. Breathing exercises can definitely, and I know today, in today's world, breathing is being taught to people all over. Probably high schoolers are learning it. It's taught in gyms. It's all over YouTube. It's all over the place. But simple box breathing, which is the four in, hold four, out four, hold four, that's a box breath. There's other ones that you take a breath, you hold it, and then you exhale longer than you inhale. But breathing is definitely something that can help with relaxation. Progressive muscle tensioning and relaxing is another method that's used. You have to figure out how to express your feelings through talking to trusted individuals, journaling, or creative outlets. That's healthy processing.
You also want to promote healthy coping mechanisms. We are encouraging you to support your overall well-being, get some exercise, eat healthy, get the right amount of sleep, engage in some hobbies, something that brings you joy, that keeps you calm, that you can do while you're processing your feelings and your thoughts.
We're saying suppress that stuff, but we're also saying don't suppress that stuff. Confusing, right? Would you agree it's confusing?
It is. We're not saying suppress your feelings. You have a right to have all the feelings in the world. We're saying suppress your feelings in certain situations where it's not appropriate. You could be really angry at someone, but in the middle of your workday, screaming and yelling on the phone or at someone in person makes you look unstable and not really the employee everyone wants. There's a time and a place for everything.
And it's important to know those and actually give some forethought to when is an appropriate time. And we'll talk about workplaces. Like, it's not a norm to have these outbursts in the workplace, for sure. Whether or not it's a clearly defined, discussed thing, you kind of got to read your workplace. I know of no workplace where they're like, oh, it's okay to lose your shit. And I've worked in a few. In safety-sensitive roles, police, fire, EMS, train conductor, electrical lineman, auto mechanic, and any job, an emotional outburst that causes a distraction is definitely a safety hazard, because your focus becomes on that emotion you're having, and it's an internal focus. Well, the emotion's terrible. You're not paying attention to what's going on, and wham, you're dead. That's why we're saying you have to temper where these come out, and sometimes you just have to suppress stuff, at least temporarily.
And learn to recognize your emotional signs. You know when you're going to be angry about something. There are definite physical things that happen to you. Your heart rate increases. You clench your fist sometimes. Your mind goes a million miles an hour. your cheeks get flushed. If you recognize these signs early on, you can learn to manage your responses.
That prevents an amygdala hijack. And one of the best techniques for that is called the pause and assess technique. Grow the pause, even if it's only for a few seconds, a few breaths. You take a deep breath, you grow the pause, you're giving your body a few precious seconds to process what's going on. It automatically can help you interrupt the link between your feeling and your action. It's getting you out of reaction mode and into thinking response mode. You don't want automatic reactions to your emotions in the workplace. You want to assess during that pause. What is happening? What's actually going on? What is the professional and safe response required here? Like, is it okay for me to go punch that wall? No, it's not. Walls hurt. How might an emotional outburst impact the situation and my goals? If I have an emotional outburst right now at this place in front of all these people, is it going to help my career goals? Is it going to help my personal goals? Is it going to help my paycheck? Is it going to help anyone? Those are things you can ask yourself during that pause that will help you automatically refocus.
And there are some ways to verbalize that, you know, you're just taking a moment. If someone comes in and they're really getting on your nerves, you can respond with, okay, I understand. Or let me think about that. Or I'll get back to you on that. It's okay to have that verbal statement because not only are you saying it, but you're hearing yourself saying it, which gives you a pause.
You know what else is okay? You can make it a game. For those of you in customer service that are dealing with an irate customer, be overly friendly. Use the bless your heart technique and watch the fireworks. It's a lot of fun.
It is. And honestly, I can tell you from growing up in a household full of people and having currently a household full of people, that when someone's really angry at you or, you know, really coming at you, killing them with kindness makes it really worse on them and much better on you.
So shifting focus helps. We're talking about just a brief mental shift to a task-related detail or procedure. That's getting yourself to know, okay, what was I doing? What am I doing? Am I making a coffee? Am I advancing a hose line? Am I putting a tourniquet on? By focusing the task at hand, the emotions slide to the back. They're still there for you to process later, but you got to get the task at hand done first. Nonverbal cues of composure. So you want to keep a neutral facial expression, steady posture, and calm tone. This is a very critical part of the kill them with kindness.
I had a really hard time when I was young not having my facial expressions emoting what I was feeling, even when I was being so nice and so kind. I kind of had a face on like, I hate you. I was actually told by somebody once that they didn't know what I was thinking about, but they were hoping it wasn't them.
Have a delayed processing plan. Understand that things are going to happen at work. If you have a plan in place, like, okay, I've thought about this and I know if something bad happens, I'm going to have to delay the processing of it. Real world story. I get a phone call at work last week. It was by somebody important to me. So I answered the phone and they relayed to me that a relative had died. So I had to delay the process because I was in the middle of a meeting that we had to finish. I had to delay that processing until the end of the day. I didn't want to. It wasn't my favorite thing. And I had a million other things running around in my mind.
There are benefits of suppressing your stuff. If you suppress it, it definitely can improve your work relationships. I couldn't imagine that if I was a business owner, someone came into my business, I'm an employee, and lost their shit on the regular, I would think they probably would no longer be an employee. And it's just blatantly unprofessional. If you want to advance your career, you need to be professional. That's what's respected, and that's what's expected.
Now, in a public setting, it's really a safety thing. Again, you want to maintain focus on your safety, where you're going, what you're doing, so that you're not in a public setting when you're going to have an emotional breakdown, outburst, whatever you want to call it. So it's important that you de-escalate yourself. Some techniques that'll help. Breathing breaks. What that means is take a couple short breaks during the day to get some deep breaths in. It helps you physiologically calm your nervous system, and it really, really works. Guys, I have AFib, so I do some of these techniques. And what I've been doing is I monitor my own vitals frequently, a couple times a week. Using a couple different breathing techniques like this, I can actually lower my pulse and blood pressure. And who doesn't want to be calm, cool, and collective? Another technique is a grounding technique that I have not personally done. I've brought other people through, though. It's the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. First, you notice five things you can see. Then, four things you can touch. Then, three things you can hear. Then, two things you can smell. And then, one thing you can taste. This will help bring you back into right now.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.